Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The boycott of the Banu Hashim and the oppressive ruling. The Quraishi messengers returned as failures from Abyssinia, and the Kuffar heard about King Nigus's admiration for Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu and the Muslims. In Makkah Mukarrama, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, which also decreased the power of the Kuffar. The Muslims seemed to be growing day by day, and when no other plan was working, all the Quraishi tribes agreed to make an agreement that would stop all dealings with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Banu Hashim. They decided not to marry anyone from the Banu Hashim tribe or to be friendly with them until the Banu Hashim handed over Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life to the Quraysh. They wrote an agreement with all the details and stuck it onto the inside wall of the Kaaba Sharif. Mansur bin Ikrimah, the writer of this agreement, was immediately punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His fingers became paralyzed and he was unable to use his fingers to write ever again. Due to these difficult rules, Abu Talib, together with other members of his family, moved to the valley of Abu Talib. The Banu Hashim and the Banu Muttalib, Muslims and non-Muslims alike, both gave him their full support. The Muslims gave their support because of Islam, whilst the Kuffar gave their support because of family relationship. From the Banu Hashim, only Abu Lahab chose to remain with the Quraysh. For 3 long years, the Muslims lived alone and in a terrible condition. The crying of babies out of hunger could be heard right outside the valley where the Quraysh would sit, where the Quraysh would hear the crying and celebrate in happiness. However, some kind-hearted people from them did not like this type of behavior and said, "Don't you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has punished Mansur bin Ikrimah? During these terrible times, The Muslims lived on leaves and somehow managed to survive. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu says, I was very hungry and would remain starving. One night I stepped onto something wet. I immediately picked it up and swallowed it. Up until now, I have absolutely no idea what it was. He also says, one night I was on my way to relieve myself when I saw a dried out camel skin. I picked it up, washed it and burnt it. I crushed it into a powder which I then swallowed with water. I survived on this for 3 days. We'll continue, inshallah. SubhanAllah.